find a religious place.
What's that, Raya?
Where are we?
We're going to the Putnam excavation site, according to that sign back there.
What excavation site?
Putnam.
What happens there?
Excavations.
What's that?
Like archaeologists when they dig stuff out. Yeah.
So if you are in India, if you try to think, nothing will make sense here. Okay? So keep your brain one side and just goes with that. So open your heart, everything will make sense. So if you ask too many whys, you're going to end up in too many whys. See, the reason why I would like to say that we have 330 million gods and goddesses in India. So the thing is, actually, if you got any problem in India, if you ask to the people what is the mean solution for that, so people don't get answer, but they get explanation for your problems. So every problem is explained. Every emotions of family life or your life is explained. So if you don't know how to explain, what do? You just say, let me tell you a story. So today we are actually visiting a place called Muzuri's Heritage Project. So what is Muzuri's? Before we start, I want to tell a story. It's a historical story. 1230 BC, Egyptian King Pharaoh Ramses II, in his mummified body, black pepper traces found. That means 3,000 years before. And this is the region black pepper originates. So the whole concept is that how this pepper traveled all the way to Egypt. So that means people come here, collect this. So Egyptians, Phoenicians, Romans, Arabs, everybody talk about the spices. Two trade routes played very crucial role. That is spice trade and silk route. So if you look more than business, commerce, whatever is that, everything going back to these trade routes. It's a intercontinental travel. The knowledge sharing, everything is there. So we are actually the center of the spice trade.
A question, was the black pepper like originated, first found in India? Is that what you're saying?
It originates in Kerala. This
in Kerala, okay.
Yeah. The whole story is how this pepper traveled all the way to Egypt.
Robin, what do you think of our journey through this church, St. Thomas Church?
I think it's interesting. The statues, I was really surprised by them being made out of cement. I was expecting some sort of plastic, honestly, because they're very colorful and the texture just seems too smooth to be cement.
And we're walking into the church now. Nico says,
it smells like a church.
We're talking about the syncretism in the design.
What's syncretism?
It's when the mix of two cultures create a new one.
And what are you noticing about the syncretism here in this church?
So, do you want to say what you want to go? Vega pointed out that it's very colorful, which is usually like a Hindu thing, but not much as a Catholic thing. And I noticed that some of the shapes on the ceiling, I haven't seen them before in any other Catholic church.
Geometric designs that you would typically see, well,
yeah, like patterns,
anywhere else, here. But not necessarily in a Catholic church.
Yep.
Okay, let's go.
Thank you.
Okay, so I'm Joseph, I'm from Mexico, and today we are going to this synagogue in Kerala, which talks a little bit about the heritage of the Jewish community here and how they developed throughout the years, thanks to trading and all other things. So here we will be learning a little bit about how this community worked and what's the legacy they still have in this region of India.
Hey, Saf, what did you think of our trip through the synagogue museum?
I thought it was pretty interesting, actually. Super different from like other synagogues I've been, like totally different. But he explained that it was like Portuguese and Spanish architecture, so that was quite cool. And then also interesting hearing that there's actually no, from what I understand, Jewish people left, but they're spending money to preserve the building because of the culture that it ties into. So I thought that was really cool.
What do you think, Max?
I think it's really cool that people live and used to live here. And how different it is to how the world is now. and that this was before a high status life style.
Was there any one part of it that surprised you?
I think the beds, like wooden beds. I feel like I don't understand how they can sleep there. I feel like it's too uncomfortable.
So we learned about a concept called Vastu Shastra. So it's there is a flow of energy, of natural energy, and a natural balance that must be maintained whenever we build something. So there were several concepts in it, such as men older than 15 have to sleep outside, and there have to be a flow of light and of wind in all of the diagonals and straight lines of the house so that the gods can come in through. And there's also specific rooms and specific sections, such as the kitchen's always in the northeast and the cremation sites are always in the south. And we can compare this to their ancient concept of sustainability. So we can see how they have their own concept of sustainability that are different to ours. And we could compare them and contrast them and even implement them in our own projects and in our own lifestyles. So I found it fascinating to see how sustainability has evolved through time as a concept and in different cultures.
And that's the way that that connects to the module, would you say?
Yes, I would say that that connects to the module. We saw a lot of different natural materials being used and the use of natural resources. We have a societal balance, but also a natural balance. They use coconuts a lot of palm trees. They use them as torches. So I just found it fascinating.